Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine. Find them at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. They're serving up all your favorite wine, whiskey, and local craft beers Tuesday through Saturday. You can come visit them for live music this week on Tuesday, June 12th. Rock Paper Podcast presents singer-songwriter storytelling showcase with Joe Bozzelli, Seth Brand, and Tyler Lewis, and that's 7 to 9, $5 cover. Come on out for that show. It's going to be a great night. Real limited seating, acoustic, storytelling, listening room show. So it's going to be a good time over there. On Thursday, June 14th, you can catch Phil and Carson from the Scandaleros there. On Friday, June 15th, you can catch Dana Michael Anderson Band there. And on Saturday, June 16th, Beth Lee and the Breakups. So all these shows and more, you can be found at nakedvine.net and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get involved. Come out and see what's going on up here at Naked Vine and tell them Rock Paper Podcast sent you.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Peanut from Common Jones, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
This is Jeff and Jen Nichols from 10 Cents Promotions. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Boy! Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out tonight with, I guess, two-fifths of Common Jones?
Six.
Six. Oh, yeah, six.
What up?
Two-sixths.
What's going on?
One-third. We should have fractions, I guess. One-third of
it. Right, right.
Yeah. You guys want to introduce yourselves for everybody listening?
Sure. My name's Brian. I play bass.
I am Steve. I am the vocalist.
And we have a couple of special guests with us making their Rock Paper Podcast debut. 10 Cents.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jeff Nichols, one half of 10 Cents.
I'm Jen Nichols, the second half of 10 Cents.
This is quite appropriate, I think, because I believe the last time I talked with Common Jones, we sort of dubbed 10 Cents, right?
Yeah.
Definitely Common Jones was who gave us the 10 Cents name, and we are honored to be dubbed that.
I think it was him, actually, one of my raps.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. Yeah.
Well, no, I think it came from, it spawned from Jen's tattoo.
Yes.
So she has Common Jones on her arm, as right. Everybody knows about the infamous sleeve now of all local bands.
Yeah.
And so we were joking around with our singer and guitar player, Mikey, for those who don't know, is covered in tattoos. So we were messing around with him going, you know, you need to put like a nickel on you somewhere, you know, as, you know, like, thanks, you know. And then we said, you know, well, you have to put two nickels for Jeff and Jennifer. And then we were like, you know, 10 cents.
Yeah.
And it just stuck, man.
If I'm not mistaken, you guys even wanted us to wear like nickel suits, like the money on stage at one of your shows one time. They wanted us to be giant nickels, and that was just kind of how it came about, you know.
It's probably a really high idea.
That's where it came from. It was kind of a joke and kind of stuck, and now it's actually in one of your songs.
It's in one of our songs, yeah. And you guys have spawned it into a production company now. You've dove into working shows and putting on other shows. I mean, you've worked with other bands besides Common Jones, but...
Yeah. We have. We are definitely trying to get in the promotions and the sharing, and you know, it's definitely a lot to come, but yeah, it's, you know, to keep it short, it's about, like you said, we working with other bands, working with all the bands in St. Louis, the people that we've met, and right, I mean, it's...
No, I have a question.
Oops. Yeah.
To clarify, Jeff and Jennifer have been working our merch stuff for how many shows now?
Oh, gosh, almost a year now.
Almost a year, you know, so, and if you guys are in a band out there, you know how just priceless that is to have someone that, you know, you trust and care about enough that, and they want to do it for us. So you can go out and network and talk to the fans and do what you need to do while they're doing the painstaking stuff of just sitting at a booth, you know?
Yeah. And I mean,
we love you guys for that.
We love being a part of it. And honestly, it was, I mean, we met you guys, you know, a little over a year and a half ago at the Saline Barn Show. If anybody knows about that, that's listening. And, you know, we met you guys, and it was like we started talking, and you guys were talking about merch, and it was like we ran merch for Hollow Point Heroes is what we started doing merch for back in the day, almost 5 years ago with them, working with them. And you know, now they're now Outrun the Fall, and we will continue to work with them as well. And
doing a rebranding.
And right. And so while HPH was taking their hiatus and doing what they had to do and going through what they were needing to do and emerging as Outrun the Fall, we started working with Common Jones. And through that, we've met all these other bands. And so what 10 Cents Promotion is to give back, to share, and... You know, we share everything. We promote you guys. We put out local things. We work with you, Shane, you know, share your stuff. And Cerebral Entertainment Podcast. I mean, you know, the honor we've been given has been amazing. So that's what 10 Cents Promotions is. But it's more about what you guys, you know, we're here for you guys. And honored to be a part of it, for sure.
We appreciate it. We love having you guys around.
Yes, well, thanks, man. I mean,
considered. So, what did you brand it as? You're now the Fanagers.
So yeah, we are Fanagers. For those that we have been asked, what is a Fanager? Again, this Fanager was dubbed by you guys. I believe Bainan gave us the Fanager idea, and basically. I mean, I don't know, you guys, how do you guys explain? Because to us, we're just friends. We're just here hanging with you guys.
Right, no, I think it can spawn from, you guys come out to our rehearsals and just hang out and vibe, and we're jamming. I think we were showing you a couple new songs, maybe.
Yeah.
That'll be on this new record coming soon, but
if
we'll get there.
Maybe not premiering one or something?
Maybe, yeah, well, a little party.
Maybe.
But, yeah, you guys would come over and... You know, we've played these songs a million times, so we're at practice, you know, preparing for a show, running through set lists. It gets kind of mundane, so we're just like, what do you want to play next? Okay, we'll play this one, run through it. All right, what do you want to play next? Crickets. Well, then you got Jeff and Jen over there going, you know, you need to play Pause Bones, you need to play...
These are the ones you guys haven't played in a while.
You haven't played Norma Jean in forever.
This is one of my favorites. I want to hear you play this. And actually, that night was before the Bubba Sparks show that you guys did. Where was that at?
FUBAR.
FUBAR. And you guys were about to release one of your songs, and I was like, you guys need to play that again. And they all kind of looked at me, and they were like... You know, he's right, guys. Like, we need to play. And it became, and somebody was like, man, you should just be like a manager. And then Bannon's like, you guys are Fanagers. And it's like, because we're not here. Like, what works so well is, like, they do, like, they we bounce ideas off of. And for you guys as a band to accept us in as just friends hanging out. And then it's like.
You're the fourth wall, man.
Right. And I guess it hasn't hit us that we are crew. They consider us, you know, we work the shows with them. We are there. Our blood, sweat, and tears go with them.
You have a lanyard, sir.
We do. We are official crew. So, I mean, it's not that we... I guess that's where the Fanagers come in, because we are, from the whole aspect, fans of the local scene. And what we want to do is give it back. And... Again, it's not just Common Jones. We're trying to do some things right now with Coco at the Firebird. I want to do some shows. I want to start putting out promotions. We've got some events that are outside that we're working on dates for and things like that. So, we have things in the works. But, you know, if anybody, we've got our 10 Cents Promotions page. And again, I don't, you know, this isn't a 10 Cents Promotions podcast. This is Common Jones, but this is where we got our start. So that's why we're talking about this. And we appreciate it, man. It's been a hell of a journey. Like, yes, we've had some great times, and I would love to see it grow even more. And you guys, man, I mean, Common Jones, you guys need to be, we need some road trips, guys, some tours, some.
We're working on it.
Yeah,
talk about
we are working on it. Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, really, we just got off the battle for Point Fest. Obviously,
which was amazing.
We won. Thank God.
Two-time champs.
Two-time.
Yeah. You know, and it is such a crazy feeling that we did win twice, you know what I mean? Because it's just an honor, really. I mean, it just goes to show how hard we work, you know? It's a tough road, that whole road to Point Fest. I mean, it says that for a reason, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's definitely
a damn
test.
Road, you know?
Really is a test.
And, like, you know, when I read comments, you know what I mean, about, like, it being rigged and all that kind of stuff, and it's just so nuts to me that people think that kind of stuff is rigged, because it's like, dude, no, it's not. Like, we knew no one when we first entered that battle for the first time, you know, the first year.
Right. 2016.
The ones that
and we wound up winning, thank God, you know. But that was out of hard work, you know, on our part, you know. And then we did it again this year. But again, it was a long, hard battle. But we all, like, kind of got together and we're like, we had our moments, B knows.
This battle was tough, man. Like, the bands were stacked. they're good bands. They're prepared.
The finals were insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, the finals were
insane.
I mean, yeah. just the anticipation, I think, leading up to it. Like, we were, like, we'll be honest with you. We were worried about Stumpwater Shine the whole time. I mean, we were worried about every single band, to be honest. I mean, there wasn't, like, every one band that really, that was, like, we were, like, well, I'm more worried about this band or that band. Like, we were, like, damn, dude, we got our work cut out for us. They could like anyone, sure. You know? Like, they're all here for a reason. So we just knew we had to, like, come together as a squad. And, like, the whole time, I think the whole vibe for us was, like, positivity, man. And we have to have good vibes going into this thing. Like, that was being repeated constantly on a daily around this camp, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, for fans out there, who, you know, when you take shows like these battles, you dedicate a good chunk of your time to just those shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we purposely don't take shows in between these battles or before the battles, or, you know, you want every fan you got going there. You want it hitting hard. I mean, and then
selling tickets, you know, that takes a lot of your time.
It's a huge grind, and ticket sales are super important. You know, selling tickets determines the lineup,
right,
of where you play. So top selling band, they get number one pick. They get to pick where they play. They can go first, they can go last, they can go anywhere they want.
Teaser for younger bands listening.
Right. That's
ticket
huge.
Sales are important.
That is huge. A good time slot is everything for a show.
It is.
I mean?
Yeah. It is. For those out there listening, it is super important.
And
I actually just was talking to a younger band today who almost did it, and then they said they set this one out, but they're thinking about maybe next time, and I was like, I don't, you know, I'm just speaking from my personal experience as a fan and, like, you know, being a part of it with you guys and, you know, and a bunch of other bands that are friends of mine. It's like, and they were kind of asking me, like, is it worth it? And I was like, I think, you know, regardless if, like, you win the thing or not, it's awesome networking. You're going to get to play in front of big crowds. I mean, like, I think the round two and three finals, it was like, what, like 1,200, 1,300 people out there or something like that?
Yeah, there's,
I mean, that's a big crowd. It pops
up. That is a very big crowd.
Friday, Saturday night or whatever.
And if you're a young band, you know, that's a lot of people that you're not used to playing in front of that could potentially go like your page, go buy your album, go to the shows.
But more importantly, like the networking, you get to meet all these, you know, 10 other bands or whatever that night or however, you know. Six, set, whatever.
That's what's phenomenal about our local scene, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the local scene has been said, it's almost like a family. It really is. And I've heard people in Facebook comments and stuff like that, oh, the local scene sucks, man. I've been done wrong, you know, and stuff like that. And it's usually those that, if you're really in the scene, you know the scene's like...
Well, and a lot has to do with people's crowds too, I think. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you have a weird, rowdy crowd that like starts trouble and stuff like that, like you're not gonna have a good experience in the local scene, because everything I've ever experienced out of 3 years of being in Common Jones, I've never experienced anything negative ever at any single show. You know why? Because we're all chill dudes and we're nice to people and we respect people. You know what I mean, though?
Sure.
Like, we don't.
Because everybody's
like,
coming together
to people,
do the
man.
Same
like,
common
I'm not,
thing.
I'm not gonna be a dick to somebody, man, because I don't know you. Like, I don't know you. I'm willing to get to know you, though. Right now, we're playing a show together. Let's be bros, and I'll help you out. You help me out. Whatever. Let's have a great show.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's what I'm all about.
I love that. I don't know if it's exactly how it worked out, but I love that you guys, you know, we talked about the album, we got the release party coming up. You have three bands that were in the Road to Point Fest with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I thought
all
that was really, really cool that you're lending out a hand.
Yeah, man.
Come party with us.
And that was basically, you know, Brian and I, we talked for months about what bands we want to choose on this, and there was a lot of thought, dude, going into this show, because it was our first headlining show. We've talked about doing it prior with Coco in the past, and we just, I don't know, we don't know if we were ready yet. We might have been, maybe, but who knows, who cares, now we are. And we talked about a certain vibe that we want that night, you know, and it's not like that any bands that didn't get chosen was because we don't like them.
Right.
We like tons of bands.
Yeah,
Isabella shit, I'm wearing an Isabella shirt, Brooke Royal hat right now. I love tons of bands in the STL scene. It was just I wanted a certain vibe for that night for our fans.
Yeah.
Because if anybody's ever been to a Common Jones show, you know that we do take shows that's way out of our element, you know, at times. And we'll be playing with a metal band and over, you know, next time be playing with the ska band or whatever the case may be. And it doesn't matter to us because we're all just Bubba playing Sparks. Shows. Just yeah, that's what I'm
you
saying. Bubba Sparks.
Only
I mean,
band.
Crazy Town. I mean, you know, we're about to play Head PE. So I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, we'll take shows with whatever. So like, when I knew that we were doing a show, I'm like, let's create a certain vibe for our fans. They always sit through bands that they might not listen to on a regular basis. Let's let them have a great night, and have Scrub as Buster Rooney. Coming and hosting that night, and
just
it's be a badass show, man. I mean, there's gonna be there's so many surprises for this show, people, that it's unbelievable. Well,
it's gonna be off the hook. That's
I mean, we can talk about it. We can talk about
what it is.
June 30th, Firebird CD release party. We got Fly Method. You got Gorilla Theory. You got Pogo Funk.
Yeah.
And you got your boys, Common Jones.
Ta-da!
All that for $8.
$8, man, is pre-sales.
Ten at the door.
Ten at the door, day of.
We're going to have some new merch, correct?
Yes, we have all kinds of new merch coming
out. Those of you that want
new
merch, new merch is coming.
Yeah, we have a new album coming out. It's going to be 10 tracks. I think in the next coming weeks here, we're going to do, you know, album cover release. What's it going to look like? You know, that kind of thing.
We have the title right now.
Yeah.
Now yes, know. Now you know.
The title is called Now You Know.
So now you know.
I don't really. Why did we really name it that? I mean, it was kind of like.
Well, it was like kind of like we were thinking going on along the lines of Listen to Me are in our first album. You know, it's like Listen to Me. You know, like that was the biggest thing for us as a new band. Like we wanted people to hear us because we felt like we did have something cool and different that wasn't being brought to the scene. You know. And I still feel like that, you know? Like, there's a lot of great bands in a scene, but, like, we just do our thing differently, you know what I mean? So, like, when we thought of you, Now You Know, it's like, well, you listen to us, now you know.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we've been around for a minute, and, like, even some of our lyrics and, you know, Chuck Norris and stuff, you know, we've been around for a minute now. You ask how representing for the, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff, like, that's why I say that kind of stuff, man, because, like, we have been around for a minute now, and if you don't know who we are now, you must be sleeping under a rock if you're any part of the local scene.
Right.
For real, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if that would be an insult to me if you were like, I never heard of you.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you suck. You know, like, come on, man.
No, this means we haven't hustled hard enough.
Or that, too, you know? But, I mean, right. I'm just saying, like, if you're presenting yourself to be a part of the local scene, because
yeah.
Everybody that's a part of the local scene, for the most part, real true fans,
sure.
Go to shows and shit. You know what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. They're the
like,
best.
Like, everybody's cool with each other, man. And, like, when you see each other, and we all know that we can't all make it to every show because we got kids, families, whatever. I apologize, Gary, that I wasn't at your album release, but I had family matters. But I love you anyways, and I hope you're listening.
Gary gets a shout out.
Gary,
Gary,
way to go, Gary. It was
no,
a great show,
I know,
by the way, buddy.
Because I know that like album release shows and shows in general, man, are like important for anyone to come out, dude. If they're a homie of yours, you want them to be there. You know what
right.
I mean?
But that's it goes back to the local scene, man. You see those people there, like Shane said, for
yeah.
for these guys. You know, a young band we were just talking earlier before this, Bleach. You know, they're doing the. You know, it's like that's a young band because they. What'd you say? They're just 16, something
yeah.
like that.
Right, and then
so,
getting on
so
shows
these guys
like that,
are getting on
you know?
Shows like and getting out there, and they see these things, and it's just amazing to see all these bands. And man, I've sat here and I thought about like to
kind
name
of
all
of
the
them, actually
to name
right.
all these bands that are out there.
This.
It would take forever, but
when
you guys
was,
know who you are. And
when I was 16, 17, starting
right.
out the scene was ruthless, dude. Ruthless. It was so cutthroat.
Right. But I think it's cool now, though. You know, like I think it's getting better, and
because you're getting these older gen. I mean, look at like
what you
Royal
saying,
man.
And I think it, but
well,
I think
you
it does take
Jeff,
like,
Weiss, man.
But I do think it takes
hey,
older guys like us
to
wear it
to mentor,
kind of like
mentors
people, or just kind of calms people down and be like, dude, we're all in this for the same reason. You know what
sure.
I mean? It's not a competition.
Mentor.
Like even us with Gorilla Theory and all them other bands that we played against, it's like we had nothing but love for those dudes the whole time. You know, like. If they would have won, we would have had nothing but love for them, you know?
Yeah.
They outplayed us, you know what I mean? Plain and simple, you know? Or whatever the case may have been, not even outplayed, just for some reason the judges chose them.
Right.
Who knows, you know, what the reason was. I don't know.
I've heard that more times than any. The bands don't like to battle against each other.
And it does take away... takes away the camaraderie. It really does.
It does make it tough, you know.
It's also up to the individual.
Because everybody wants to just get together and...
But see, it's also all about your mind frame, man. I mean, if you go into it with a bad attitude, you're going to have a bad experience. Yep, you know, right. I look at it as competition breeds excellence.
Yep.
So even though Blake from City of Parks is against us, he's still my brother. I still want him to play the best freaking show he can, you know?
Right.
I want him to be confident and level up. Right. Yep. You know, I want their band to level up.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to no harm on any band, you know?
You know,
that's how we're all doing this because we love to do music, man.
That's how I approach things when I play music, you know, and it's hard to keep that mind frame. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes you just want to smash your bass and just walk away, you know? But cooler heads prevail. But build yourself up, man. Yep. Promote what you love. Let the hate go.
But this show's going to be super dope, though, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got
this show is going to be amazing. So we've got food trucks showing up. We've got full lighting gear. We've got LED screens. We've got dope bands. We've got the vibe. We've got the party, man. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
And
tricks up their sleeves.
Also, a We Are United production, right?
So, yes. This is all run under Coco, Mr. Jordan Murray from We Are United Productions at the Firebird.
So that's cool, too. That, yep. He's been doing a lot of great things.
Huge shout out to Coco, man. Jordan and I have become good friends over the past 2 years.
He's hooked us up, man.
Yep.
Great dude, man. Like, we just hang out now. Like, that's how close we are.
Shout out to Pops, too, man, for having us at for the battles, too, as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Rich Donald, thank you. Thank you, Cornbread. Thank you, Brooke Royal.
John Burbet.
Yeah, I mean, John Burbet, dude.
Everybody,
yeah,
dude. It's just top-notch at Pops, dude. They treat us great. We love it there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we wanted to have our CD release show at Pops, but as a band decision, and what made everybody feel better was they wanted to do it at a smaller venue. So,
yeah, you know, I mean,
it's nothing. You know, it's not a knock on Pops. We love Pops.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be my number one choice, honestly, just because of the sound and the stage, to be honest. Right. But
they
just wasn't in our deck of cards at the time.
They opened their arms to us and put us on this Brooke Royal show, and you know, and mentored and coached and tutored and gave us some game. You know, put us on game about this is how you do it, and we were like, this is amazing. And I know that they wanted us to do our CD release with them, but, you know, for our band and right now and where we're at financially and as a band, it wasn't in the cards.
Right.
And that I wish it was, but unfortunately it's not.
Yeah, we spent a lot more money on production this time around for those of the people that will buy our album. I mean, our first album sounded it was good. I think it was great, you know.
It sounded great, man.
You know, for what it was.
How
you know,
that
we were a brand new band coming out. We didn't have very much money. We did the best we could, but now we really took the time. We listened to Cornbread. We listened to all, you know, Jack Weiss, everybody that, you know, said anything about what to do with your album, and really took, you know, wholeheartedly and thought about it. You know?
There's a lot of hands on this album that helped us out and helped us get to where we are right now.
You can almost say it's like your second album's your grown up album.
It really is, man. Because that was like the mature or the immature album,
Album sounds almost like a live, like you're
like practice,
like but in a great way, like a very clear, you know, practice recording almost.
Essentially, that's what it was.
But that's as a fan, that's what struck me. I like that kind of grainy. That sound, rawness. To me, the rawness.
And I think that's what people like us in the first
place.
But
this album, because I've heard some of it, people, and it's the big boy album. It's the step up album, honestly, because you guys come out hitting. I mean, just your songs kind of grew, you know.
Yeah. Well, we added a new member, which is Dave. Dave's been around now for a little over a year. And Dave, as you can see over here, well, people can't see listening, but right, he's got a lot going on.
Him.
And he's like our utility man. Like, Dave can play it all.
Yeah.
You put any instrument down in front of him, and in 2 hours, he's going to have it figured out.
Yeah. It could be a recorder, and he's recording. You know?
You know? So, Dave really brings a lot to the table.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I love watching him. You know, I love the keys, obviously, what he's brought to the band. And your sound and everything over the last year, like you're saying. But I love that in the middle of your set, he'll just grab up the guitar too and just start shredding. And it's like, where did that come from?
Yeah, right. He's a monster on the guitar too, man. Yeah, he's cool. So fortunate to have him, and he's just a musical brain. He just, I call him open channels. You know, you can just pick up anything and just wail. Yeah. I'm just like, damn it, he's so good.
Very talented dude, man.
You know, really but is. I love playing with people like that because it makes us better.
Yeah,
you know, I love playing shows with other bands that are monsters and killers because that means
we're killers. Man, I feel like he, you know, he's a big part of our new, like our newer sound on this album. You know, he's a very big influence, you know. Much props to Dave Vance, seriously.
And
I mean, not that we all didn't have effort in it as well. I mean, we all had effort,
sure.
Big effort, but
I feel,
you know,
I feel like, I kind of, you know, it's six of you, but it's like, it takes a little while to find like that starting five or six, whatever, you know. It's like, not, you know, just kind of, there's been some changes and stuff, but like once it all clicks and it's like, all right, this is what it's meant to be. Like,
you know,
adding the keys and broaden your sound so much. And
I really think,
and really like what you guys, what Common Jones is now. Like,
thank you.
So thank you, Shane. I love it, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. We've come a long way.
That means a lot, dude. Yeah. I mean, we've tried to mature on our sound and to where we can get more shows like Broadway Oyster Bar. You know what I mean? Like, our first album wasn't for a Broadway Oyster Bar type venue, you know what I mean? It just wasn't. Yeah. Like, there were some songs on there that could go there, for sure.
Sure.
But not all of them. Like, now, on this album, shit, dude. I mean, I feel like we could play this whole album at Broadway Oyster Bar and be having everybody rocking, dude.
Minus one song.
Minus Chuck Norris. But other than that, though, man, that album is... This album, this new one's rocking, man.
Edit it, man.
Or play some older stuff that would work, sure. Whatever. But I feel like we could fill some time now.
Definitely.
And have a great show at Oyster Bar, you
We
know?
Just stepped it up on this album, man. Yeah. We just... Production, everything. The levels just went up. The playing, the efforts, the time in the studio.
Yep.
All recorded at Encapsulated
by Gabe Usery. Yeah. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Gabe. Did a phenomenal job, man. So easy to work with.
Thank you, Gabe, for getting those done in time, brother.
Yeah, I mean,
we appreciate it.
Gabe's the man.
He is the
Gabe
man.
Is the man.
Encapsulated works miracles.
It was a lot of fun in there. We did it quick and efficient.
We did one. Gabe's been on the show as a musician. I haven't done anything as far as production side yet, which I would like to. But it was a lot of fun to. Just that we recorded it at Encapsulated, and it was just a fun hanging with him. And
he's a fun guy.
Yeah, so it was.
He's a fun guy. You got to get to know him. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know how to read him. He's kind of like you. You don't know how to. You don't know how to read him. You don't know how to read him at first. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how, like, I've always felt about Shane, though. Yeah. The first time I met Shane, I'm like, if you could see Shane's face right now. No, I'm like, I like Shane a lot. I'm like, I just don't know how to read Shane yet. You know. So I'm like I gotta get to know Shane. But now that I know Shane and now I know his personality, it's like he's not mad at me.
Yeah.
It's just Shane. You know what I mean? He's not mad at me.
That takes a lot to get me mad.
Every time I see you give me love, bro.
Yeah.
Every time. But you know what I mean though? It's like Gabe's just one of those different guys that you gotta get to know, and once you know who he is, he's a great guy to work with.
Great mind, great musical mind, great ear.
And you know what I loved about him, man, is when he did this album for us. You know how, like, some bands, they do things and it sucks, takes away their sound? I felt like he did not suck away our sound, you know? And most of the guys in our band know what I'm talking about. Like, I didn't want it to take away. Like, we have a certain sound, man, and I don't know how to explain it. I mean, you just have to know who we are and listen to our music and you'll know what I'm saying. But I didn't want that being sucked out by, like, computer shit. True. You know what I mean? I wanted our rawness.
Everything's gated out. You know, we're a rock reggae band, you know, that throws elements of hip-hop in
right.
it. And you got to have that breathable air.
And we're getting a little bit more in the dubstep-y type stuff, you know what I mean? And that's what we've really been experimenting with lately.
There's one you guys, I asked you about it, I think the last, the grand finals at Pops, I saw you guys play in. And I asked you about, like, what's the name of that one? And it definitely gets into more of that dubstep kind of EDM. And
which one is that?
That would be Buck Rogers.
Yeah. And then, it's got that little more of that dance to it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I dig it. I think, man,
it's a very odd song.
Thank you.
But it complements what you guys do very well. Like, it's, you know, it doesn't seem out of place, but it, you know, compared to, you know, like you're saying, a lot of the, like,
reggae
rock
stuff.
And stuff. But, like, it's like it just feels like a natural progression to kind of include some of it, especially, you know, like I said, with Dave's keys and every, you know, and different things like that to incorporate all that. So
yeah. Dave adds, he has a keyboard, he adds an 808 on it, he adds some kind of synthesizer thing going on.
Yeah, well, he's got the Moog.
He's got his Moog now.
Moog set up. Yeah. That Moog, you'll hear that on the album, dude. Like, right. The Moog does incredible things.
Oh.
You're going to hear it. You're going to think you're flying through outer space, dude. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's so 70s cool. George Clinton P-Funk.
Yeah, there man. It just changes our sound, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds it's butter. Dope. I love
sounds
it.
Dope.
It's butter.
Well, let's give him a little taste. We got something for you. We got a brand new one. Exclusive, right?
Exclusive. This is exclusive. I think we've played this. How twice. Many times have we played this live? Twice? Yeah.
Twice.
So we did it once at the grand final.
Mm-hmm. And no, then, we did it three times. I'm sorry. Once at the grand final, once at Bubba Sparks, and then once at Point
at
Fest.
At Point Fest. Okay. So we played this song live three times. And the first two times, we were nervous as hell.
Yes. Third time, I think we got it down right.
The third time at Point Fest, we were like, I think we got it.
Yeah.
But
even the grand finale, but...
Yeah, the song is called Jones Dub. And we believe it's going to be like...
Radio joint number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fatter the booty, the bigger the titties. I'm hotter than fucking, I'm straight out the city. The bigger the lips and the harder the banging, the bigger the titties. I'm trying to swing.
Because it's Common Jones and you know how we do our thing.
I'm taking off like a helicopter up in the sky. Get your hands up, wave 'em up real high. Because we feel alright. I'm taking off like a helicopter up in the sky. Get your hands up. In the sky, get your hands up, wave 'em up real high, because we feel alright.
You said the crowd at Point Fest was digging it?
I would think so. Based off the video, I would say yes.
From the front to the back, in this crowd, as we started the show, it was a pretty small crowd. By the time we were playing Jones Dub and ending it,
it was from
as far as you could see, it was people.
And front to the hill.
Every single one of them was raising their hands, left to right, just a sea of hands. Boom, boom, back and forth. I was standing on stage, just I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
If you want to see it for yourself, there's GoPro video of that.
Go on YouTube.
GoPro video on YouTube.
Go to YouTube, check it out. Live GoPro from...
We're not lying.
Point Fest 2018.
Filmed by...
Ten Cents Productions. Some guy up on stage.
Ten Cents Productions was running a GoPro that day.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. It's our manager.
Yeah. I missed out that day, but...
We missed you, buddy.
Yeah, I would have liked to have been there rocking with you.
Nah, it's all good, brother.
But that I did see, like I said, the grand finals and the round two and three finals, and that was just a ton of fun. Going back to the Point Fest stuff, like how watching you guys, especially a couple weeks difference, and like even how you guys stepped it up from one show to the finals and brought every show you guys, you guys have been on a mountain, going right up the top, and like it's been a lot of fun to watch. Between the stage production, you guys adding lights and different things, and
sure,
but just like all of it, it's just been becoming a total package, and it's a good time, man.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate that, man.
Wait to see what's to come on the 30th.
Oh, yeah.
The battles was actually interesting because we actually had a lot of technical problems.
Yep.
Through all three shows that we played through the battles. The first show, Dave does his keyboard sound checks, line check, everything's good.
Everything went out.
We go to start the show, which is him starting, and his whole rig just goes out.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's playing on like a Casio keyboard. You know what I mean? The whole show, we're like, oh, no.
Yeah, he turns around to us and throws his arms up like, start the show. And I'm like, I just start playing the bass. And we just started the show. And he... managed to do something with his keyboard and his laptop, his little MIDI rack that he has up there, and threw some kind of keyboard setting on it. It was like Fisher Price in it all night.
Yeah.
And we managed to get through that show. And then the next show, which was the finals for our session, six notes into it, my whole bass rig just goes out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Luckily, we got it figured out. I ended up shaking the battery connection out of my bass. I did such a hard jump to start the show. It just, the battery and everything broke.
Rocking too hard.
I had no juice. So luckily, I had my other bass, and we figured it out pretty quick, and I able to play the rest of the set. But talk about, redemption for the first show. Guys, let's get out there and do it. We're going to kill it, and dead.
Right. Right.
My heart was just pounding. I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
Everybody said, you made it look so easy, like you've done it before and all this and that. And I'm like, yeah, but if you would have been up there, you would have seen my shirt moving. My chest is pounding so hard. First I thought I blew up the rig because it was one bass rig for all bands. And I thought I'd like fried it. And I'm like, great. Yeah. I'm that asshole.
Yeah, that's
bad. I'm the worst feeling ever, man. Sorry.
And then I figured out it was just, no, I broke my bass. I was able to finish the show.
And you pulled it off with...
And then come grand finals, man, we were just, like, we double, triple, quadruple checked everything, our power cables. We took our amps to Dave Davis up there in St. Peter's, and Dave hooked us
up. That guy's a wizard, by the way.
Dave's awesome. We just made sure everything was just tip-top, buttoned up. And we went out there and just put down the set of our lives, man. We really felt
good. Yeah, that was the most fun I've ever had, ever, playing a show with Calvin Jones.
That was a great show.
I mean,
those last three shows were
amazing. Show in general.
Dude, this guy's out here swing dancing with women while rapping in the crowd.
Dude, I mean, that was just, like I said, I was having the most fun I've ever had in a show ever, man.
Spontaneous, in the moment.
I got a new cordless mic, dude, and like, ever since I got this thing, I just feel like I can like take over the world with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could just do whatever I want. So, like, the feeling, I talked to John that night, the sound guy. I go, dude, can I jump out here, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He's
oh,
like,
do whatever you want.
And I'm like, oh, shit. It's like, it's on. And I had a whole intro planned out for that night. Because I'm like, I made it up probably a couple weeks before the grand finale.
You were hardcore.
I was hardcore on it, bro. Like, I had it. It was dope, dude. It was dope. Come on, vouch for me. It was dope. Yeah,
it was dope.
Like, it was a Curtis Mayfield song that we do for before Listen to Me, and it was Pusher Man, And I was going to name all the bands plus us in the rap, dude. And it was going to be sick, dude.
I remember you talking about that at practice.
And I was like, if we do this, we win. You know, I'm like, hands down, no other band's going to do this. Guaranteed.
All right, let me just fire up the bass rig. I got the drum machine. We're just going to do it right now.
Right.
Right. This is what should have happened.
So it was like, hear the thunder, hear the rattle. It's the grand finale battle. You got Stump, Walter Shine, it's Common Jones a second time. Silent Hollow with G-Theory. What else was it? Hold on. Was that what it was?
I don't know, man. I'm not the singer.
Ah, shit. Come on.
Singer forgot.
Oh, I know what. Funk. With G-Theory, Hard to Follow, something, Silent Hollow. I forgot what it was, man.
You screwed
but it's
it
like,
up.
I know, I forgot it. I'm sorry. But it was so good, though, man. It was like, I had it down pat. I forgot it now. I haven't practiced it in weeks.
It was.
We've already won, so it doesn't matter.
It was dope at the time.
But it was going to be dope, dude. And I guarantee you, we would have put that off. Everybody would have been like, damn, that was sick.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
You know, but it is what it is. We started it off a good way, man. No regrets. You know, we had a great time.
No gurts, man.
We won.
No gurts.
Much love to all the bands that we played against.
Yeah. And shout out to Curtis Mayfield.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
Funky.
Yeah. So we got the party. Tickets are available today. And
hit us
going,
up.
Going quick.
Going quick, man. Going you can hit us fast. Up personally. Any band member of Common Jones has tickets. Any member of Gorilla Theory has tickets. Any member of Fly Method has tickets.
Pogo Funk.
Any member of Pogo Funk has tickets. And 10 Cents Productions now has tickets to sell.
We do.
So if you're up north in St. Peter, St. Charles area, hit up 10 Cents or Gorilla Theory guys because they're up there.
Yep.
If you're down south, hit us up. If you're even farther south, hit up Pogo Funk. If you're
in Baldwin area, hit up Justin
You
Hendrick.
Know, snooping around Chris Sharkey's house and for some reason, hit him up for a ticket.
Or if Chris Sharkey's hanging around your house.
That's right. Which can call the cops.
Right. Love you, Chris.
He's lurking again.
He's lurking, that guy.
And if any of those options don't work for you, you can always go to CommonJones.com. www.CommonJones.com. Bam. Get tickets right there. We can either mail it to you. We can arrange a meeting. We can
send you flowers with the tickets.
We can leave them at the door.
We can smoke signal them out to you.
Right.
You know, there's many options.
You can take us to lunch.
Right. Take us to lunch.
Well, if you guys are buying.
I mean,
we're broke right now off this album.
Yeah, we are officially in the
room. So please buy a ticket and come to the show because it's going to be a
dope show,
I promise.
Merch will be going like wildfire.
Yes, it will.
We hope.
We hope.
So we'll have...
Please, God!
We do already have one new shirt out.
Yes.
We'll have the record available.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Record, shirt.
We're going to have our old Jones...
Well, we'll have our current stuff. We have the ladies' t-shirts with the little kissy lips and the XOXO and all that, which, you know, the ladies dig. We've got our Jones Dub reggae joint shirts, which,
now
you know,
censored?
Yeah, we censored them down. You know, we had a lot of...
My kids love that shirt, and I never wear it in front of them. They're like, what's that word? I'm like,
I have
nothing
to wear mine.
Duck.
It kind of defeats the purpose of selling a t-shirt if no one can wear them outside
right.
their home.
Right.
Well, I have a Seether shirt I bought years ago, and it's Sean flipping the bird. And,
yeah.
And it's right on the chest, and like... I can only wear it really to rock shows because it's kind of awkward walking through Walmart or whatever and you're
right.
wearing that shirt.
Or is it?
Right.
Hey, he's one of us.
I guess Walmart's a band.
You can get away with that there at Walmart.
Wearing pants there is optional.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, you know, it's like,
right.
But, anyway, it's just funny. Like, yeah, you wear it around kids. They're all like, mom.
Right,
you
know, right.
Yeah,
he's the guy in the ice cream truck.
So, also, another thing we did with this album, which I don't know what we're going to do with them yet, we did make a clean version. Okay, and mainly I wanted to do it personally because I have niece and nephews who absolutely think we're like gods. Like, they love Common Jones and they just think it's the coolest thing ever. And I swear they know our lyrics better than Peanut knows them. And I'm going,
Nobody knows them. You're
8 and you're 12. Should you be knowing these lyrics, you know? Because at the same time, I'm like, I'm super proud. Like, yeah, they love it.
Dude, you guys could do, like, some kids bop stuff, man.
You know, so what we did this round is we have our album and lyrics are lyrics.
Right.
But then I was like, can we do a censored version? One, you know, our good buddy Cornbread, who likes to play this stuff on 105.7 The Point. So he has a whole album that's just clean now. He can do whatever he wants with. Like, play whatever you feel.
Yeah.
You know? and so, yeah, like, so I don't know if we're going to necessarily, like, make prints of the clean album. But if you do want a clean album, contact me. I can just burn one off and, you know.
Yeah.
Here you go.
There you go. Not a bad idea for right. I mean, a lot of, like, especially we're getting older, almost all of us,
yep.
You know, around here, yeah. a lot of them have kids, so it's yep. like.
You know, if it starts happening.
Or if any of your kids play instruments, we can get my kids together, your kids together. We could do, like, a kids bop version.
Yeah. Like, Kid Jones?
Right.
Kid
Teach
Jones.
My daughter how to rap.
I like it, right?
You know.
Yeah. You were saying, you guys learned you can't say titties on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't. Apparently, can't say titties on the radio.
On the podcast, we can say titties.
Yeah, you can say
stupid FCC.
You can say about anything.
Yeah, we had to call Judge Cornbread on that one and get the verdict, and he said absolutely not. You cannot say titties on the radio.
It was a defiant no. It was
right.
So again, that's another reason why we have a clean version.
Yeah.
You know.
But
you know, in that. You know, you guys will hear it on June 30th, but if we take titties out of this, it's going to sound really weird.
Yeah. It's got to be there. The titties got to be
there. Got to have the titties in the song.
Right.
It's all about context, you know.
It is. It's about what he's talking about, and it only plays a part of the song.
I'm going to try to isolate that audio and make it a ringtone or something.
You might have that. Yeah. Brian might have it.
I do have it, actually, on a flash drive, up, or a hard drive upstairs. If you got a Mac, it's yours, buddy.
That's awesome.
It can be
done. Yeah, Gabe, actually, that was another cool thing Gabe did for us is he forced us, or forced me, to go out and buy a portable hard drive, and he gave us all of our tracking, everything that we did in encapsulated.
Nice.
I don't say that. He might charge other people.
Well, I'm just saying, mainly not because he's such a cool, chill bro, but mainly in case their system goes down and they lose it, the band still has it, you know.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
So that's mainly what it's for.
Yeah.
But we don't have Macintoshes personally, so it's just, I'm like, yeah, okay, I just computer. Got this cool little box, you know, with all our stuff
in it. I don't even own an iPad. Yeah. Biggest thing I have is my phone.
Same here. What? I don't do anything more than the phone.
Let's talk about your most recent music video. You guys, this is,
Yeah, man.
This is not just a music video.
Dude, this is epic stuff, dude. Yeah. We might have blown our wad on our first video.
Right.
It was a movie. It wasn't a video.
It was a movie.
I mean, really, it was. I got to give a lot of credit to Justin Hendricks, man, our guitar player. That dude. I had originally came up with the idea of like a Western type thing for that song, because I just felt that vibe. It was like that old like. Bunny type, you know, cowboy type shit vibe, you know.
I always thought like Jim Morrison. We should shoot a Western.
Right. But like, so we thought about it and we were like, Justin's like, yeah, I think the locations and costumes would just be super hard for that. Let's try to keep thinking about it.
Well, it was. We contacted a lot of people, a lot of costume places.
They wanted a lot of money. So he called me back.
It was like,
He called me back and he's like, you know, he's like, what about an apocalypse type thing like The Road with Viggo Mortensen? And I'm like, dude, that'd be kind of dope. And I'm like, I play this game, you know, but on The Last of Us on PS4. I'm like, I can think of some ideas, this and that. So I shot him over some ideas, sent him some pictures. He came up with a bunch of ideas. So he was like, one night, he asked me, he's like, can you come over and we'll write a script for it? Because we had been talking about doing a music video for, 2 years, damn near. It was ridiculous. So I knew, Brian always said too, he's like, you're going to have to write a script to get people serious on it. Otherwise, it ain't going to ever happen. So Justin and I got together one night, got some liquor in us, smoked a little bit of bud, and came up with this badass script. We went from like 0 seconds to like 10 seconds. 10 seconds to like 15 seconds. 15 seconds to like 22 seconds. Every scene, dude, mapped out.
Detailed.
Everything mapped out, what we were going to wear, what we were going to do, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, and we shot this with Freddie D'Angelo, so when we presented this to Freddie was blown away. He was just like, look at all this material. Look at, like...
Right? He's like, most bands aren't prepared to do this.
Yeah, he's like, you're the most prepared band I've ever worked with, you know, and he thought the concept and the idea was just
I think he
amazing.
Was as I can't
as
speak.
Ecstatic
as
about it as us.
Excited as you guys were.
Thank you,
man. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Right. So, you know, so Justin really took up the, like, took up the the stick or the sword with this one and ran mm-hmm. with it. Like, he made so much costumes. Like, everything we're wearing, Justin made.
Yep.
The weaponry down to
everything.
Down to, we made the little huts that the Nickels were in with Peanuts kids and
yep.
you know, and he scouted out the land where we were gonna go and the little huts and like, and he decorated it and found all this stuff.
Everything
you saw in there. Well, we all helped to an extent, you know.
Special days.
It was production days, man. There was
a lot of production days.
Justin was the catalyst.
It was like a 3-month deal, man. Like, for real, like, that it took to do this, really. Even though it was a 2-day shoot, it took 3 months to plan out with all the things that we did.
Yeah.
With rehearsal dresses.
It took 2 weekends to shoot and about 3 months of, like, making clothes and mm-hmm. planning and scouting out places.
Justin,
and
like, went above and beyond.
Justin was just a soldier with it, yep. dude. So he had this huge vision that he shared with Freddie. So him and Freddie are chatting the whole time, you know. And I guess that's where, you know, Freddie comes in about the editing part. Justin has his vision. How can Eddie or Freddie make it, you know, to right. come to fruition? So those two just took off on a tangent. And we just, tell us what to do, and we'll do it. And it came out amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I felt like we, you know, we all talked about it, and we didn't want to do a video, not putting any other videos down by any means, because Discrepancies, for example, they have great videos that they've done, you know what I mean? I like a lot of their stuff that they've done. I know that they've used Freddie in the past.
Yeah, great production.
But I just noticed, like, how a lot of the bands did, like, these scenes where they're like in a warehouse or they're outside or this or that, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to kind of get away from that of just like playing an instrument outside in a warehouse, whatever.
I remember not that it's
boring or anything by any means like that. It's just like, let's change it up a little bit. Sure. Like, let's take it back to like, fuck,
music
when we used to watch
used to
videos on MTV and shit, to where it was actually telling a story and you're going to a different scene and
you just
whatever. Anxious. That's why I like even Discrepancies video when they did Rock the Show. It was more, you know what I mean, action going
through.
You know what I mean? That video is awesome, like, because they do all different kinds of shit and they're having fun in it.
Right.
Rather than just playing, even though they did play their instruments, they made it fun. You know what I'm saying? Right. Rather it be like serious in a field.
I love when Steve,
you know
what
I mean,
a bunch of hot dogs. That's great.
Right. While he's playing.
That was one of the greatest days to throw a hot dog in Steve's
face. Or Jack Weiss, where it looks like he's peeing, but he's really watering the lawn, smoking a cig, drinking a beer.
Oh, Jack.
That's hilarious.
Yelling at the whippersnappers.
Right.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy Jack.
But yeah, shout out to Freddie.
Hell yeah.
Freddie's so cool, man.
Hit up Freddie and his crew for all your video needs.
Yeah,
the FDS Studios.
Yeah,
Papa Nickels.
Yeah. Papa Nickels is right here, too, by the way.
Yeah, you guys, I thought that was a lot of fun. I mean, it's been a lot of our videos, you know. You start seeing our friends, and
mm-hmm.
that's what was a lot of fun, especially in Buck Rogers. You get to see a lot of familiar faces.
Man, Vince Lukowski, the Nickels.
Brian Shepard.
Brian Shepard.
Best crossbowman in the movie, right?
My wife.
My kids, their kids. My kid's the dead one, by the way. My son was the dead body, so
he should have got an Emmy for that.
Even,
right?
Even you know, all everybody else are fans, man. Our fans that like support us and come to shows. Like, we really wanted them to be a part of this show, or, you know, this video too, and like let them be a part of something cool, because we had never done
a
video.
That's Brian in there.
And yeah. That was awesome, man. And that's, well, not even Brian, but like Rob and Josh and Stephanie
Josh,
and Kate,
Stephanie,
Derek.
And Kate,
I mean,
Derek.
All of them, man. Like, everybody did a great job, and everybody just, you know, we knew that was the biggest thing with like, okay, like somebody would hear me say that and go, well, why didn't we get picked? The reason why is because it was so much effort and work put into it with dress rehearsals and everything. We had to make sure that the people that was going to do it was on top of it and was showed up when they were going to do it. You know what I mean? There was no bullshit with this.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted it to be great. And I think we did a decent job. You know, Justin had a great idea and we all executed.
You guys put your blood, sweat, and tears into
it. I think it exceeded all our expectations.
Yep.
And now,
even more.
And now we're kind of like, whoa. The next one's got to be better than
epic.
That.
Yeah.
So we have an idea for a revenge video based off of that, like part two. We have the idea and concepts, but we got to write the damn song first.
I think we got,
I
think we got some other ideas for some videos too that we've, you know, that's in the works.
Why don't you plug that video?
We got some
where can they find
Buck
this
Rogers,
video at?
Buck Rogers YouTube.
Yeah, head to YouTube, man.
Facebook.
Common Jones YouTube. That's all you got to do.
Facebook.com. Like it, share it. Spread the word. This is what we do, so I guess I can't really harp on myself. But I will be sharing it and spreading it like we have. You can find it on our pages as well.
It's far exceeded the reach that I thought it would go. We've gotten over 30,000 views on, you know, total combined, like YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff. Twitter. I mean, it's... Right.
And yeah, it's gotten pretty big, man.
It's continuing to grow still. It's kind of slowed down a little bit. You know, it's been about a month and a half since it's been out, but...
Well, you guys, I think we mentioned something in the beginning of the show about possibly touring, and something like that where you can show them, hey, here's what we look like, here's what we sound like, and that whole, have that whole package, especially seeing like...
We don't look like that, though, on stage.
I'm hip to what you're saying.
I know what you're saying, though.
But they can get an idea of what they're going to... what to expect. I mean, if these guys are going to put that much effort into a video, then what are they going to do on stage?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so. Oh, that's a good point.
That's exactly, brother. Right. That's exactly me.
Yeah, high five on that, dude.
Yes.
Shane just nailed it.
But, you know, and that's the thing. We are going to plan on touring, man. Like, we just got to... All our ducks got to be in a row right now, man. We want to buy a trailer. We're looking to buy a van of some sort. And start contacting some people and making some connections. And, I mean, when we played the show with Bubba Sparks, he gave me his direct phone number. And... asked us to go in the do some shows with him on the road.
Where would the listeners want you to go? Listeners, where do you want us to come to?
Let us know. Leave messages,
We'll go. Weekend travels. Just tell us. Come to our town. We'll be there.
But also, you know, Crazy Town, they give us our business card. They told us anytime we're out in L.A. that we're more than welcome to jump on some shows.
Yeah, he wanted to put us on stage with Fishbone.
Yep.
Nice.
Southern L.A. or San Diego or Oakland or something like that.
I was in L.A.
What?
Yeah, we were like, we can't drive out there for a weekend, bro.
All I heard was Fishbone. I mean? That's all I heard. Right. He's going, Fishbone. Right.
He's like, you guys would be perfect with Fishbone. I know the guys from Fishbone, you know, and he's like, here's my card and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like everything, you know how it is. All our ducks got to be in a row, man. And I see how, like, in other words, not trying to bring up discrepancies again, but those are our brothers. Those guys, you know, they got signed, they're touring. We see how hard it is for them to do it, you know what I mean? And we all have jobs.
Well, their work's just begun.
Yeah, their work has just begun. They, you know, they're still promoting themselves. And, you know, you see people hating, making hateful comments and stuff like that. And we all said it to all our guys, you know? Like, be prepared for that, because the more success you get, the more haters are going to come out, dude. They're going to say this. We sound like Sublime. We sound like this. 311. What, dude, we know who we sound like. We don't sound like any of them bands. Yes. You know what I mean? You know that. Yeah. No, I mean, there might be some resemblance to certain things we do.
Or, you know, they want their sound back.
But, you know.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's just haters that ain't doing shit. Haters. You know what I mean?
I love that they, I've seen other bands do it, but I love that discrepancies, like, addressed all those comments.
Oh, I love it too. I love it too.
Beautiful. That's the move. I love it too. Put them on blast. That's the move.
Yeah, I'm glad their record label let them do that, because I'm like, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. But yeah, there's some pretty ruthless ones on there.
There is.
But you can get involved with Common Jones on Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yep.
And Twitter.
Twitter.
I think that's still a thing. I think people still tweeting.
I don't really understand Twitter. I just like link stuff to it. Whatever I post on Facebook, just post on Twitter.
Right.
Seems to be working.
Yep. And then, of course, like
June
you said,
30th.
June 30th, $8 tickets from everybody involved. August 28th over Food Bar with Head PE. We have those tickets as well.
Yeah.
And those guys know how to party. They've been throwing down for a long time.
Gorilla Theory, Murder Machine, Tattoo the Dog. And I don't know the other band that's on there. But, yeah, good lineup, dude. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be solid.
And Jared, I really appreciate what he's done. I mean, like, the guy, like, you know, he's been putting in the work for years. The fact that he gets out and he sells every shirt and signs every, you know, CD or whatever and takes the pictures and, like, you know.
Keeping
like,
it real.
A lot of these guys just jump off stage and jump on the bus or whatever. And
right.
This will be our fourth show working with. We've done twice with Hollow Point Heroes, and this will be twice with you guys. Have you guys played with Head PE before?
Nope.
No, it's our first time.
This is your first, and then third or fourth time for us. Must be our third time then. So, but we were talking about that today, how with this show coming up, this was, you know, and it's like, you're right, Shane. Every show we've been to working with them with Head PE, they get off the stage, they hang with you, they're great, they Like, you know, they'll say, hey, here's some advice we can give you, what we did and how we're still going 20 years later. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I just want them to say, here's sometimes our card to Suburban. Here's a card to Suburban Noise. Our record label will be in contact.
Yeah, there you go.
I love the B-side with Suburban Noise, man. I love Suburban Noise.
Yeah, a lot of great records on there.
I love Cottonmouth Kings, man. It's like one of my... I mean, I don't get me wrong, I don't like their newer stuff, but I like their older stuff, you know? And, like, they were the shit back then, man. When I was growing up, you know, in high school and in my 20s, like, I used to go to every single Cottonmouth Kings show at Pops.
I think,
every one of them.
I don't know. I mean, like, I think all that's, like, it just hits you at the right time. Like, you know, like, say you were a 16-year-old kid listening to brand new Cottonmouth Kings, you probably like, oh, this is great. You know,
right.
That kind of thing, like...
Right.
It's just like it hits you at the right time or whatever it is in your life where it's like, this is the best thing ever. And I don't know, like, there's a lot of records like that. I feel like it's the one I first was introduced to. It's very seldom is like the next record I listen to by them. I'm like, it's even better. Like it happens, but like, I'm always loved the one that it was first introduced to me. You know, like when I first discovered that band. It's like that's the one that's always more special to me and stuff. So
right. So you're telling me that. Listen to Me is going to be more special to you than Now You Know.
Exactly. Yes. No, what are you saying, Steve? Yeah.
No matter how good it is.
I'm not even going to listen to that one. So. Okay.
Right. Now I'm adding the album. Now I know.
Yeah.
Now you know.
I just, I mean, that's
so how all that works, man. This is so
just for that, Shane. You don't get any food truck stuff.
That's funny.
I do love new music. It's just like, there's always those records are always going to have a special place though for me. So
no, I get it.
You know.
Yeah, what you fell in love with, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a soundtrack to my youth, you know. It's like it's that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, that was a little tangent. So.
Yep.
But get involved with Common Jones everywhere.
Please.
Come out to the show. Come party with us. We're gonna pack out Firebird on the 30th.
Yes, we are.
It's gonna be a wild night. And if you don't know Gorilla Theory, Fly Pogo Method Funk. And Pogo Funk, I mean, you're in
check
for
them
treat.
All out.
It's gonna be a great night.
Give them all love. Yep. Share the love.
Yep.
For sure.
And check out 10 Cents on your Facebook and Twitter.
And Buster Rooney.
And Buster Rooney, oh yeah.
Scrub.
Well, yep. Buster Rooney, you know, should we talk about that just a little bit?
Sure. Like, I mean, who is Buster Rooney?
Buster Rooney is Scrub. I don't know if anybody knows who that is. Scrub and Ace Ha.
He's check them amazing. Out as well.
He's amazing.
Amazing MC.
But he is debuting a special project that he's been working on for... quite some time, don't you think, Shane? Like, how long has he been recording, filming?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's been doing it for a minute. It's
been about a year.
As a test type thing, you know.
So he's going to come out and debut this character at this show. So he's going to be out in the crowd with his own film crew, mind you, interviewing fans.
Well, that's not debut, though.
And this is
not debut,
because
one of those festival type things, or
well, a Comic-Con,
you know, Comic-Con,
well,
yeah.
Yes, so. He's been filming.
Not debut.
He was filming for the debut of this internet show, is what it is, and this is kind of like his release.
So this is a legit internet show that he's filming. So they'll be filming a live show at your concert.
I believe so.
Essentially, yes.
That's pretty awesome.
I believe so.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So look pretty.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You hear that, babe? Look pretty.
Look pretty.
Yeah, I think he's got...
She always
I think
does.
He was saying that he's going to have maybe some, you know, film crew there filming what he's doing. And I think, from what I was told, we're going to maybe have some film crew there as well.
We'll have some professional guys, you know, shooting film and taking
video.
We'll
have LED lights and stuff like that. So it should be a cool show for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, food trucks, Common Jones, Gorilla Theory, Pogo Funk, Fly Method... Light shows. We
who's
are
you,
United Productions.
Who's
10
your photographer?
I don't want to name the guy yet because we don't know if it's for sure going to happen. So I don't want to name names until it happens. But if you come to the show, you'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that?
Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
There it is.
So that's what I was just going to give a drop out to a name.
I wanted to give a drop out, but then I don't want to look like an idiot either if he didn't show up.
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, who would do that? Like, why would you put it on the internet?
Exactly.
I don't know, but you
everything's
put,
true on the internet.
I bet you could put your money on it.
Yeah.
No.
No.
We don't have any money right now. We're broke.
That's not right, man.
We have spent.
That was for you, Steve. Steven Money.
Oh, I totally missed that connection.
Right? I know.
Right
guys,
over my head.
If you could see this, it just went right over Brian's head. It was like, whoop.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the air around here.
Right.
Right,
it's
right,
a little,
right.
It's a little odorous down here.
All right, let's get out of here. I thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, brother. High fiver.
High fives.
Bam. And we'll see you June 30th, guys.
Yes, sir. Peace out.
Comma Jones for life.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.